We're in. My name is Peter McCracken, and you're listening to Cracking the Vault, a dive into Centrum's musical archives. In honor this week of Fiddle Tunes, which we're missing for the first time in 44 years, we're going to listen to some fiddle music, and so we can jam as much in as we can, we're going to listen to twin fiddle music.
Cherche un motivo, j'ai monté sur le poteau, ça fait du mal à d'autres. T'en as eu, t'en auras plus, t'en as eu, t'en auras plus, t'en as eu, t'en auras plus, ça qui restait pas nous autres.
That was Vivian Williams and Barbara Lamb playing in harmony on a little tune they called Snowshoe. That was recorded here just last year at the Festival of American Fiddle Tunes. They're backed up by W.B. Reed. Before that, you heard the Red Stick Ramblers from 2009 playing You Had Some, But You Ain't Getting No More. Now let's listen to a Mexican harp band that also has twin fiddles, Los Campesinos de Michoacán from out in Yakima. This was recorded at the Fiddle Tunes Festival in
1992. Saqué a pasear al campo más divertido, una mañanita alegre después que ya había llovido, cuando te saqué a pasear al campo más divertido, mira la 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 la, mira la 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 la, una mañanita alegre después que ya había llovido, mira la 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 la, mira la 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 la, cuando te saqué a pasear al campo más divertido.
Thank you.
That was the Santa Rosa Processional, as played by Bayou Seiko. They had three fiddles on that cut. Jeannie McCleary, Ken Kepler, and Paul Rangel. Evely Ambink was on guitar, and Marta Hall played the drum in the background there. They learned that tune from the Giachi Fiddlers, these fiddlers from the Tohono Nation in Arizona. They played the first two cuts in this set, Flor Marchita, which they probably stole from the Mexicans, and an unnamed tune, perhaps a composition of Elliot Johnson's, who's the kind of the leader of that group. Elliot Johnson and Lester Vavages played the fiddles on those first two cuts. Jeannie and Ken have learned a lot of their music from the Giachi Fiddlers. And the thing that's happened in the last 30 years is that Elliot and Lester have passed on, and no one on the Tohono O'odham Nation knows these tunes any longer. So Jeannie and Ken have been traveling to the reservation to teach the younger generation their own music. Kind of an odd thing. Let's listen to another three-fiddle band, the Thundering Cannonballs. This was a boy band from the Seattle area in the 80s and early 90s. They had a gig every 2 years, and that was about right for them. To Crack in the Vault on KPTZ 91.9 FM. Thank you.
In the olden days, the parents, my parents or grandparents, were all musicians, and after a hard day's work in the fields, they would get the old fiddles out, and we'd kind of like to demonstrate what two fiddle played country, I mean Cajun country style sounds like. It's a little song my brothers and I put up together. It's titled Cigalo, Cigalo po Mamu.
Dewey Balfa and 19-year-old Steve Riley playing Cigalo por Mamu back in 1991. Before that, a set of unnamed tunes by legendary players from Cape Breton, Buddy McMaster and Carl McKenzie. That's a really golden nugget. Let's listen to a couple of tunes from Ken Ray Fontenot and Michael Doucet.
The thing is, you work your hand according to you comfortable. You see, because I don't hardly use my small finger, you know. I slide my hand. And some people, they go, they look at that one, they look at the other one. You don't have to do that. The main thing is to get in the same key. The same key, you're doing it. You understand? Maybe I can make it.
Thank you.
Goodbye, cher vieux môme. Goodbye, cher vieux pas. Goodbye à mes frères et mes chers. C'est ça, mon gîte donné pour la balance et ma vie dans les bras de la prison. Rentré dans le dragon, à ce gigolonie pour la balance de ma vie dans les bars de la prison. Dans les bars de la prison. Et du chagrin pour moi, la repas pour moi, et pour dire prie pour ton enfant, pour essayer de sauver son âme et les flammes de l'enfer.
Merci.
Thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, everybody.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. We recorded a record a while back. Called the Robbery, that's what Mike said he wanted to hear. So I'm going to let him play it.
Tu vas m'aider, j'espère.
Il y a vraiment rien.
Ok. Alors, je vais
thank you.
You're listening to Crackin' the Vault, the special twin fiddle edition on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend. In 2009, the Red Stick Ramblers came to Fiddle Tunes, and let's listen to a cut from their visit at that time. Kevin Wimmer and Lindsey Young are on the twin fiddles. Glenn Fields is on the drums. Eric Fry on the bass. And the inimitable Chaz Justice on guitar.
All right, all right. I'd like to send this song out to Sophie.
Hey, Sophie.
Well, you've heard of white lightning, heard of Mountain Dew, moonshine, whiskey, and corn squeezing too. Down in Opelousas, that's in Louisiana, for stuff of that sort I know just for man. Got a little white house on the edge of town, with empty liquor bottles just scattered around. He'll fire it up, fill them one at a time, under his carport where the sun don't shine. Pockets got a little thirsty. Comes from my Opelousas and it's made in the shade. Right down and we'll kill some time. And he brandishes a bottle of his muscadine wine. Got nothing to do till later on tonight. So pass me the bottle, everything is alright. If you see me at a party later on tonight, maybe cooking and looking like I'm feeling alright. Chances on my back pocket's got a little first aid. Comes from my Opelousas and it's made in the shade.
I was lucky enough to hear the original Red Stick Ramblers. I found myself in Louisiana again in 2001. There was an event, a multi-band event called the Louisiana Stomp at the Grant Street Dance Hall. I don't think it's there anymore. And it was absolutely the most thrilling live show I have ever experienced. These guys were young and full of it, and they seemed on the verge of losing control all through the night, but they never did. As it turns out, that show was recorded by a local radio station, and Ants Have All was kind enough to mail me a copy of it. And here's what it sounds like.
What? Thank you.
Depuis l'âge de 14 ans, j'ai roulaillé dans la campagne. Tous les soirs, j'ai deux pensées. Un pièce d'ici, un pièce là-bas.
Come on, Capra.
Ma père m'a dit c'était le temps. Tant j'arrête de dépenser. Un pièce d'ici, un pièce là-bas. Un petit fille qui j'aime tant. L'âge qu'on est, ça va être un pièce d'ici, un pièce là-bas.
Dollar here, a dollar there, that's what I'm spending.
For the record, that band consisted of Lindsey Young and Joel Savoie on fiddles, Chaz Justice on guitar, Ricky Reese on stand-up bass, I believe, Richard Burgess on acoustic guitar, Chaz Justice played the electric guitar, and Josh Caffrey on mandolin. And they also had some guests that night. I know Wilson Savoie sat in a little bit on piano. Could have been more, but it just, I wonder how they started. I'm going to call Joel. Joel, what are you up to?
I just picked a bunch of cucumbers and tomatoes in my garden.
Oh, man.
What are you up to?
I've been listening to this recording I have from Grant Street that the original Red Sticks did in 2001, and it's like just blowing my mind. And I know you guys got together in college at LSU, but what do you remember about how that band came together?
Well, let's see. So I graduated high school in 1998, and that year I moved to Baton Rouge to go to LSU. And I was over there living in a dorm, didn't know anybody at all. I had a roommate that played like heavy metal electric guitar, but without an amp, so it was just this really floppy sound all night long as I would be like trying to fall asleep. And I was there, and it's pretty bleak feeling. But, you know, freshman in college. And one day at my dad's music store, these two young guys walked in. I wasn't there. I was still in Baton Rouge. And they started talking to my mom, and she was asking about who they are and what they were doing. And they were like, hey, we're students at LSU in Baton Rouge. We're musicians. We have a band there, and we're interested in Cajun music and particularly like old stuff like Dennis McGee. And she said, wow, my son just moved to Baton Rouge, and he plays all that stuff on the fiddle. And so that was Josh Caffrey and Richard Burgess. Huh. And they called me up, bought me a beer, and I joined. We started playing music. They showed me a bunch of different stuff I hadn't ever tried to play before. I was mostly playing Cajun music around that time. And they invited me to join their band, which was called Brother Teresa, which they had been having for, I mean, I guess they'd had it for a few years. That's also where I met Glenn Fields, because Glenn was playing drums in that band.
Okay.
And at some point, Josh and Richard finished up school and kind of, I don't know if they moved away necessarily, but the band broke up. Maybe one of them moved away and the band broke up or something. And so kind of to fill that void, I decided I wanted to start playing music. I had just met, during that time, I had met this guy, Chaz Justice, who was, I don't remember what he actually did at LSU. I don't know if he was a student. I think he was part of a frat house somehow. I don't know if he ever went to classes. I don't know what he did, But he was around, and we were playing. At that time, I'd started playing electric guitar in like this Allman Brothers tribute band kind of with this guy, Ryan Lake, and Chaz and I were dueling guitars, basically, electric guitars. So me and Chaz were hanging out a lot, playing music together already, and I started like, talking about all this stuff that I had been doing with Brother Teresa, like bluegrass and kind of country blues and, you know, some swing tunes and things like that. But anyway, so Chaz and I started playing a lot of music together, and I was living on Carlotta Street, which is kind of right at the north gates of campus. And my buddy, my old time, pal, Lindsey Young, moved to Baton Rouge to go to LSU after my first year. We got an apartment together here on Carlotta Street. And Lindsey and I grew up playing music together, so that was just kind of a natural, you know. We'd sit around playing fiddles and stuff all the time, and he's always been a great singer. And so me and Chaz would start getting together, and Lindsey had a snare drum because he was really interested in playing the drums at the time. And so me and Chaz and Lindsey would sit around playing. Lindsey would sing and play the snare, and I was playing fiddling guitar. And this dude moved in right next door, or he was already living there, but we hadn't met him yet. He put an ad in Craigslist or something, like upright bass player looking to play or something like that, plays, you know, and he was interested in playing like Bob Wills, and he was a kind of a rockabilly bass player, and he wanted to play all this other stuff. And Chaz saw the ad or something and met this guy, Ricky Reese, and Ricky joined our little scene, and everything kind of took off from there. At one point we had an official band rehearsal at Chaz's mom's house on the front porch, and we decided we were going to be called the Red Sick Ramblers.
Je l'en m'invite. danse carré.
About all the time we have today. Thanks for listening to Cracking the Vault. Special thanks to Steve Trampy, Tender Shepherd of the Fiddle Tunes Archive, and thanks to all the fiddlers who are on this show. We'll see you down the road.